This evening, we'll take a look at a couple of verses. We'll make application, and I'll let you guys get out of here today. First of all, I want to start out by saying, as a kid, they always liked to play this game, follow the leader. I was always the chunkier kid. The person that they put in front was always the fast one. I never, as you can see, liked to run. But they would always put the fastest kid in the front, and they would ask us to follow the leader. With that being said, I want us to focus on our spiritual race. We're going to look at four verses on the accounts of when Jesus told his disciples, and he was talking to a group of people, to deny himself and follow me. The first verse that we'll look at is Matthew chapter 16. And we'll look through these pretty quickly. All of them says the same thing, but I want to take a look at that last one, which will be in the book of Luke. So it says in Matthew chapter 16, then Jesus says to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Let us turn to the book of Mark. I want us to look at all the accounts, because that last one that we're going to go to is going to give us a little insight. So Matthew chapter 8, verses 34. And it says, When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whosoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now let's look at the account of Mark chapter 10. Now this is when Jesus is talking to that rich man, the young rich ruler. And of course, everybody know that story. But he also told the rich ruler in verses 21, then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. But we know how that story ended. He was sad at his word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now let's look at Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verses 23. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, which he's been saying that on all the verses, let him deny himself and take up his cross. And there's a word in there that says daily. And it says, and follow me. That word daily means 24/7. And when I was thinking about this topic, I put it this way to myself, that whenever the cross is in front of me, I think righteousness. My mind is fixed on Jesus. So I'm going to go through some things. Buckle your seatbelts, because it might get a little rough. Whenever that cross is in front of us, we'll be able to come to worship services on Sunday. We'll be able to, for all the parents that's out there, we'll be able to tell our friends that my son or my daughter can't go to your church this Sunday. We belong to the Church of Christ. And sometimes that's rough, because our kids are like, well, why can't I go to Friends and Family Day at the Baptist Church? You belong to the Church of Christ. I don't want my children going to the Baptist Church. And then they're coming back, well, why don't we have a piano? Why don't we have drums? We have to stick to our guns and keep that cross in front of us. Whenever that cross is in front of us, we'll be able to discipline our children the correct way. Proverbs 13 and 24. We'll be able to take care of our children. I remembered of a story. Well, it wasn't a story. This actually happened that everybody know. This was Alaska 3 weeks ago. The snow came and froze up everything. But me and my family, we're out. Here we are trying to find food, trying to find firewood. Finally, we got the firewood. We got everything situated. So we go home and we unload everything, and of course, I got a little one. He was 5 months. Now he's 6 months. He's a growing boy. So we decided to, okay, what are we going to do? We have all these children. Like, what are we going to do? So I looked at my wife. I said, okay, well, let's put the baby in his pen, like his little bouncer. Didn't know what he was in. Didn't know what was around him. But at that moment, he trusted his parents to take care of him. Happiest little baby. It's dark and it's cold. And he's sitting here playing his toys, bouncing, happy, laughing and giggling. When I seen my child do that, at that moment, I knew that that's what Christ would do for us if we stay with him. We need to lean on Christ for those tough times. And the whole time he was bouncing and jumping, and long story short, we got the fire good, kids went to sleep, and here we are today. We all made it, so we're good. So for our young people, when that cross is in front of us, and our college students, I can't let y'all off the hook. Whenever the teacher says, put your exam up, put your notes up for your exam, it's not taped on the back of your shoe. It's not on your Apple Watch. It's not, I know I, some of y'all looking at me like I done it, maybe, but that was way back. Y'all don't be judging me. That was way back in the day. But yeah, that's right. I'm a new man. That's right. But whenever that cross is in front of us, we make those righteous decisions. Whenever that cross is in front of us, we'll know how to deal with losing a loved one. We won't get mad at God. We won't have those conversations and listen to people that it's God's fault. We won't have those conversations. We'll know how to deal when cancer come our way. We'll know that if we die and we're with Christ, then we'll know we'll get that new body. So it don't matter what we go through down here. Now, that's all of the pretty good stuff. Now, whenever that cross is not in front of us and that cross is behind us, that's when we kind of get that reckless behavior. We can care less about people's feelings. We don't mind going to have social drinks, getting behind the wheel, killing yourself and other people. We don't mind hiding notes when the teacher says to put them up. We don't mind lying to people. We don't mind skipping church services because the Super Bowl is on TV. We don't mind canceling evening service because maybe the best team in America is playing, which is Dallas Cowboys. Maybe we don't mind going to watch them in Dallas. But that's when the cross is behind us. But as Christians, we need to make sure that we keep that cross in front of us. I want to look at two more verses, and then we'll come to some type of conclusion. Let's look at the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19. And we're not going to go through all of them, but these are some things that you will see when the cross is behind us. You'll see all of that bad stuff. And what I want to look at is verses 21. And it says, and the like. Anything that's contrary to God's word, the cross is behind us. We don't think right. We're not behaving right. But that's one thing that in our everyday life that we can be like, okay, if I'm making a decision, where's the cross? Is it behind me or is it in front of me? And I think in our being I consider myself young, fixing to be 34 in 2 weeks or a week, I'm still working day to day, and I hope everybody else is working day to day to please God and do what's right. Now, if you look at Galatians chapter 5, drop down to verses 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are things where the cross is in front of us. Those are things that demonstrates God's and Christ and what they stood for. So let's make for sure that we pick up the cross and not a cross. What I mean by that is the cross is the Church of Christ. You're in the body of Jesus Christ. You're striving every single day. Now, a cross, you're looking at the Baptist. You're looking at the Catholic. You're looking at other denominations that is contrary to God's word. A lot of people have crosses around their neck. They say they're followers of Jesus, but what are their actions like? Is the cross really in front of them or the cross behind them? So let's make for sure that we are demonstrating that to our friends, to our family members that are not members of the body of Jesus Christ. So that would be my lesson today. So maybe we have some people here that are not members of the body of Jesus Christ. They haven't denied themselves. They're selfish right now. But maybe now you're ready to put that cross in front of you. If you are, then you got to hear God's word. You believe it, repent, confess, and then be baptized for the remission of your sins. And Christ will add you to his church. If you are already a member and you've let that cross get so far behind you, Christ is always saying, go back and pick it up and let's go forward. That's why you have brothers and sisters here. This is a great congregation. Every time I come to Bible class, I come to Wednesday nights. This church is truly, and I don't mean to be so high-minded, but this church is spoiled. We have good teachers here between Brother Bonner and Braswell and Royce and Brother Raphael and Chad. Like, we're truly blessed. And I'm appreciative that God has sent me here thanks to Sister Destiny. I was in a situation, but when I talk about that, but she told me to come out here and check out Ninth and Main, and I haven't left since. So I'm thankful for her and her family. So if we can help you in any way, please let us know. As all together we stand and sing the invitation song.